Next, who's filling that summer job? NewsHour economics correspondent Paul Solman looks at a program bringing in student workers from around the world. It's part of his ongoing reporting, Making Sense of Financial News.
We are going to die for this game today, and we want to win it.
Emmett Woods, pumping up his Gaelic football team before a recent home match in Rockland County, New York.
This is our field. This is Rockland's field, and we control this field.
Among Woods' recruits, Irish students here for the summer to play and work, like Cormac McLaren.
He can help us with accommodation, sort us out with jobs, and all we have to do is play football for his team.
McLaren is one of some 85,000 collegians from 190 countries with J-1 visas, thanks to the State Department's Summer Work Travel Program, launched during the Cold War to promote goodwill abroad. But with youth unemployment now in double digits, U.S. firms hiring foreigners, even if just for the summer, is causing bad will at home. Jerry Kammer of the Center for Immigration Studies, known for its skepticism about the benefits of immigration.
They're disenfranchising young American workers who need these jobs. Their motivation is not good international relations. Their motivation is the bottom line.
Not so, says Robin Lerner, who oversees the program at the State Department.
One of our most effective tools in engaging with other countries is through people-to-people contact. They're unskilled, seasonal, and temporary jobs.
So, goodwill or cheap labor? Emmett Woods employs 25 to 30 Americans at the modestly named pub Emmett's Castle, but he's also hired Cormac McLaren to wash dishes, to lug lager to the cellar,
I hope you eat your Wheaties,
to set tables on the patio. Woods says McLaren will take home a happy picture of America and will foster global goodwill here.
I like to put a little bit of Irish charm and humor into it.
McLaren also thinks there's a payoff at the pub.
If they're coming to an Irish bar, maybe speaking to the real Irish people, like, it sort of heightens the experience, I suppose.
Even if they don't always speak brogue.
Most Americans are struggling to make us out to the arb.
So yes, we went goodwill hunting in New York and found it. Found it at a swim club in Manassas, Virginia, too, where Chinese lifeguard Eric Wong was buffing his English while learning about America.
American like to make joke. Always make joke with me, but I didn't understand what they said.
So they laugh, but you're not exactly sure why they're laughing.
Sometimes they laugh, but I just stand there and they told me it's a joke. I just, like this.
Doug Winkler's been hiring J-1s like Wong for a decade to lifeguard at the 225 pools he manages in the D.C. area.
We use about 50%, we say domestic, American guards, and 50% international, and it's the mix of both.
He hires J-1s not just because they add cultural breadth, he says.
The international students have a tremendous work ethic. They show up on time, and they work hard, and they work to the end of their shift, and they often inquire, what else can I do?
Key question, isn't this taking jobs away from Americans?
I really don't think so. We have a tremendous recruiting effort. We use Craigslist, we use some advertising agencies, we do high schools. We do not get enough American applicants to fill all the positions. I'm a firm believer that in the areas where this high youth unemployment exists, that some of those youths don't want jobs.
Company Vice President Chris Waters says they've got too much else going on.
Prom, baccalaureate, graduation, beach week, 4th of July, vacation, football, lacrosse, everything else, all those, the fall sports.
In Rockland County, restaurateur Woods had a more basic complaint.
I couldn't get an American to wash dishes. I find it very hard to get American help that would do some of the jobs.
But Jerry Kammer says employers like Woods and Winkler overstate the efforts they make, downplay the benefits to them.
There are a lot of employers who know that they have a smoking deal with this program. Why recruit when you have recruitment done for you at no cost by the Summer Work Travel Program? This program provides no incentives for American employers to hire American kids. It provides plenty of incentives for American employers to hire the SWT kids.
The main incentive, claim the folks at Crystal Aquatics, is cost. They hire all American at their 30 Northern Virginia pools. And Vice President Jeff Collins says it hurts business.
Companies that hire international lifeguards get an 8.45% payroll tax savings by not paying federal unemployment tax, Medicare, and Social Security.
As for American workers being hard to find, Sean Davidson has worked here for 5 years.
I have people who come to this pool, and they ask if they can get a job to work here. And we have to say no, that we're full.
Crystal Aquatics would bring on more locals, says Collins, if they could win more pool management contracts. But
when we compete against companies that use international lifeguards, we are consistently higher or at best equal with them. It's hard for us to compete with the international lifeguards.
In nearby Manassas, Winkler admitted his foreign hires are less expensive than Americans, but says there are hidden J-1 costs.
It's a tremendous effort that requires a lot of people, and they'll arrive in the middle of the night. They're in a foreign country, and all they know is to call our phone number.
Still, cheaper is cheaper, and must be part of the reason companies hire J-1s.
But if you offered $12 an hour, you get more American workers.
But I'd have no business.
It's the standard race-to-the-bottom economic argument against foreign workers in general, that they put downward pressure on low-wage workers. But Michael McCary, who lobbies for firms that take part in the summer work travel program, claims concerns about its economic impact are overblown.
The exchange programs are very unlikely to have any impact on American employment because of the small number of exchange participants as compared to the enormous size of the American economy.
To Jerry Kammer, however, the program's problems go beyond lost jobs and low wages all the way to exploitation.
There are a lot of employers who take no interest in their cultural experience and just want to get the work out of them. And the kids are happy in many instances to work 12 hours a day, because if you're from Moldova and you're making $8 an hour, that's a lot of money. It's like an American kid going to overseas and making $60 an hour. That's the differential.
The effort to bring Hershey's to justice has officially begun today.
The most visible example of apparent exploitation came last summer. Hundreds of J-1 summer workers at a Hershey chocolate warehouse in Pennsylvania walked off the job, claiming overwork and underpay.
J-1 students!
J-1 students!
The State Department banned the firm that placed the workers. Robin Lerner says this spring, they beefed up protections for foreign workers and Americans, too.
Our May rule includes language that requires that no participant be placed in a job where an American worker is displaced and where there have been layoffs and strikes in the past 120 days.
Lerner emphasizes that at most places, the original purpose of the summer work travel program is being served.
We have these university students that are coming here, and they will one day be something in their country. You know, they understand our culture, they understand our customs, and they will be sympathetic and friendly toward us. And that's important.
The kids we met certainly seem to like America so far. Igor Belousov came from the Ukraine.
If I ask you something, for example, in the shops, you answer me with pleasure. And that is nice, that you are so friendly and nice people.
As for problems, Cormac McLaren seemed downright trivial.
I can't get used to some of the American words like...
Like what?
Like soda and garbage. They just don't go right in Ireland, so they don't. So we just call it rubbish and... Coke. Even the youth around here are using words like whack and just all this sort of stuff. And you sometimes just do not know what it means. You don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing.
You don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing. When it comes to the J-1 summer work travel program, we wound up with pretty much the same ambivalent conclusion. Goodwill for sure, but costing at least some young American jobs.
And so which countries send the most summer workers to the U.S.? You can find that and an interactive map showing where in America they're going. That's on Paul Solman's Making Sense page.